The topic this morning is influence. So do you know what influence is? Here's what the dictionary says about influence. The first one, it says, the power of persons or things to produce effects on others, especially by indirect means. Number two is one who or that which possesses the power to affect others. Now, everything this morning, and we know God doesn't work in coincidence. He coordinates everything when it's done to bring glory and honor to Him, to bring praise to His name, to bring encouragement one to another. Well, Livy gave me these this morning. She said, Pap, will you show them to the folks? So I did, and I look at that, and it's to the cross and love, and, you know, when we talk about love's what kept Jesus on the cross, right? This one here, it talks about Jesus loves you. Now, think about the influence that has been applied to that child's life just by coming here, just by living in homes that profess Christ as Savior, that talk about the Scriptures, that talk about God as Creator. Now, think about the influence. Now, just think about that. It made me think about Wednesday night out in the grass there, the opportunity that was made available through somebody saying, hey, we should try that. You would not believe how successful that was. And that was just in our sight. We don't know what God was going to do with that. But as I was thinking about that event, the opportunities that walk by and walk by and walk by. Yeah, you give them a piece of candy. But you go down and see all the displays that was set up. How much of that stuff is by indirect means? So I couldn't help think a lot about what's going on in this world today, what we see on advertisements for all this political stuff going on. How much influence is going on there? How much influence are you receiving through there? I wrote down just a few notes, things in my own personal life. Things that have influenced me in my life, and first and foremost, my older brother Rodney, he influenced me and probably in the way to do things and the way not to do things, and that's all in fun. Rodney has been a real blessing to me. Rodney, I have great respect for him and what he does. And our parents, they had influence on us. They showed us. The gospel of Christ. They took us to where we could hear influential things of the Word of God, things that really mattered in this life. A lot of foolishness we might have learned back then is gone. It's foolish. We don't remember that, but we remember going to church. I remember going to revivals. I remember Grandpa Charlie preaching. What an influence he was on my life. Now think about in your lives. But we got to remember on influence, there is a negative side to influence also. Like I say, all types of influence in the media, things that we participate in, where we go, what we do, who we do it with, can be a positive influence or a negative influence. And this message this morning is for each and every one of us to take a look on who influences us. And who do we influence? Let's ask ourselves, how are we influenced and how do we influence? Are we politically correct? Are we influenced? And when I say politically correct, you know, you hear that as a common word anymore, and that is so, I'm so over that. Politically correct is your influence by the world. And that's not what the sermon's about at all. But it's about us on individuals. How are we influenced and how do we influence? We're going to go to scriptures. It's in 2 Kings chapter 15. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. 2 Kings chapter 15 verses 1 through 5. 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, to reign. Verse 2, 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Oaliah of Jerusalem. Verse 3, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. You see some parental influence right there? Verse 4 says, save that the high places were not removed. And that word saved, we'll change that, and I'm not changing it in any way, but it just means except. Okay, let's back up, read verse 3 again. And he did that which was right in sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done, except that the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. Let us pray. Lord, as we bow here before you this morning, we bring praise and honor to you. I ask, Lord, you search our hearts here this morning and move upon us as only you can through the Holy Spirit. Jamie can't do anything to change a heart, but you can. We ask that you search our hearts and change and move and mold and direct and guide each and every word that's said and done here this morning, Lord. We bring you honor and glory. And I ask right now, Lord, you forgive me and get this flesh out of the way, Lord, that the Spirit can roam freely among us. I ask you again, forgive me. And I pray for our pastor this morning, Lord. I know that he would rather be here, but he has to do what he needs to do, Lord. Give him peace and comfort, and wrap your arms around him right now. Again, I ask for you to forgive me in these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. And the point of that right there, and it talked about his father had done the exact same thing prior. If you go back a chapter, but I wrote, he's a good man because he done what was right inside the Lord. But he didn't get rid of the bad influences, the worldly things. Verse 4, save that the high places were not removed. And that refers to the high places of Baal worship, idol worship, sacrificing to other things. So he was still being influenced by the world. And I see the church, listen up, the church is still being influenced by the world. The church is trying to straddle the biblically correct and the politically correct. There is no place for that. None whatsoever. That's not from Jamie. That's from the Word of God. So ask yourself, are you influenced by political correctness? And I've been there. I've been in that corner thinking about that. But it makes me realize I got to search the Scriptures. All of us are in different situations in our lives today. I don't know everything going on in Ron Amos's life. He don't know everything going on in mine. But we got to realize what influences us. Do we seek God in every aspect of every minute of every day? King Azariah was a good man, but he was still caught up with bad influence. Linda Morgan gave me a book a while back. It's called Lessons from a Sheepdog. And it's a little book. It looks like a little children's book. But it's got a powerful story, and it is a true story. And I'll not tell it all because Rodney's going to read it and pass it on. But the point I was thinking about the last few days about influence was this sheepdog was under the influence of evil, was under the influence of a bad situation, and he was in bad shape. And good influence come along and took him and worked with him and showed him love and care and made a very productive, happy sheepdog out of that. And that's the difference between bad influence and good influence. Man, we can walk out these doors and within 5 minutes we can get on our cars and be under a bad influence. We can. That's just the way it is. I'm not standing here being critical about anything, what anybody does. We got to realize what's bad influence in our lives and what's a good influence in our lives. And what is there that is good other than the Word of God? How do we establish good influences in our lives? Now, it's not something I can make up, but it's something I'm in control of. I can control if I come to church and associate with brothers and sisters in Christ that are seeking the Lord, that are reading the Word of God, that are proclaiming Christ as Savior of all, that is the focus of our life. That's a way to find good influence. We can read the Word of God every day and apply it to our lives and study and seek. And He promises He will reveal to us what we need when we need. I heard a testimony from a dear friend. He learns, but he don't think he retains. But the opportunity came up for him to share, for him to minister to somebody in a way. And he said there was things coming up that he didn't know he remembered. That's God. That's being under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That's seeking the Word of God. He'll apply it. He'll give it to you when you need it. That's a promise right directly from the Word of God. And that is a testimony that has been proven over and over in people's lives, that God will just give it to you when you need it. He will. That's true. That's real. That's biblically correct. Another part of how we can be, you know, I've talked about us being influenced. What are we influenced by? Now I'm going to talk just a few minutes about how can we be an influence. So what kind of influence are you this morning? Ask yourself that. Am I a good influence to my children? Am I a good influence to my wife? Am I a good influence to my brothers and sisters in Christ? They look at that Jamie and say, oh, that guy, he's a preacher? Think about that. Be an influence to your coworkers. It brings me right back up to here, especially by indirect means. Does your lifestyle, is it a good influence on somebody? You can go do something without an intention of witnessing to a person, but you can witness to that person with your lifestyle. So ask yourself again, what kind of a influence are you? And in closing, I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 through 13. If the Lord's dealing with your heart this morning, as I read this, listen to the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life. Listen to what's stirring in you. Listen to the influence of being right here in this very moment. I remember a while back, I think I said, don't sacrifice all of eternity for this second when you reject. When something's going on in your head, I think they talk about the angel and the devil right there. And that's a real struggle. That's real. Listen to the Holy Spirit here this morning. He is of good influence. The one on this shoulder telling you to say no, he wants to destroy you. He hates you. He wants to ruin your life, your family's lives, the friends of all your family members. He wants to destroy every aspect of you. Let's listen to what he says here. Think about that. Verse 6, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Call ye upon him while he is near. He is near this morning. When two or more are gathered in his name, he'll be among us. He's among us here this morning. He's standing up here with his arms wide open, asking for you to come forward if you don't know him this morning. If you are under the influence of evil this day, if you are struggling, if you are a good man and have not turned away from your evil ways, come right now. Amen. He will accept you. He will love you. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Man, I've done some things I don't know how anybody could ever forgive me for that, but my God in heaven sent his Son to do just that. So there's a guy, he keeps saying, oh, if I come through them doors, that building will collapse. I said, if that was real, that building would have collapsed a long time ago. When the first person walked in here, if God was that way, because none of us is righteous. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. Now listen what he says right here. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy. Listen, what's available to be when you're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. When you're a born-again Christian, listen. For ye shall go out with joy. Who wants joy? Amen. Who wants joy? Don't be afraid. Hold them hands up there if you want it. If you don't, well, then you just don't. I want it. Amen. I want all that God has to offer. I've tried all that other stuff, and everything was just empty and useless and temporary. I have found real joy through Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, for ye go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Peace, that's when you can, when your mama passes away and you can rejoice. Amen. You know what I mean? Yes, right, Rod? We could rejoice when our mama, she went to heaven. Amen. It was not a tragedy. She went to a better place. The place she taught us about. The place she showed us about. The place she influenced us with. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. On your way home after church today, look at the trees, look at nature, look at all that God has created. And I couldn't help but think, seeing them trees waving in the breeze, they're bringing glory and honor to their Creator. I helped Bill with these cows yesterday. When Bill was out around the hill, I talked to them cows about their Creator. I said, man, ain't He a great God? Not one of them spoke back, but they moved a lot. Verse 13 says, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And I'm just going to jump back up to verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, saith the Lord. And I couldn't help this. But this morning when I was reading that, I want nothing more to be under the influence of my Heavenly Father. I've been under the influence of what the world offers. I've been under the influence of political correctness. But I want to turn that all away. I want to repent from that. What about you today? Do you want to come under the influence of your Heavenly Father? Do you want to come under the influence of something that's true and real and eternal? Something that will bring joy and peace. That all the issues that lie out there before you will be okay. Because you can stay focused on Jesus Christ. You can stay focused on that opportunity. As they come and get a song, if the Lord has spoke to your heart today and you're under the influence of something other than biblical correctness, I'm asking you right now, come and pray. Repent. We all need to repent. I'm not saying you're bad and I'm not. I'm saying we're bad and we all need to repent. We all need to come under biblical correctness. So if you come forward and bow here, anybody looks down your nose, their nose at you, they need to repent. You have a lot of folks right here that are under the influence of the Holy Spirit that will bow there before you and humble themselves with you, no matter what it is. Because it don't matter. Jesus died for all. Jesus paid the price. Is that Klinko game that they had out there? It says it was a price is right, but theirs was a price is paid.
Amen.
Man, we got some very, very smart people, I guess. I can't think of a word. You know what I mean? Can make stuff like Julie. She can make everything up here look good for Bible school. And you wouldn't believe the designs out there. He cheated with that Volkswagen, though. All right. Hey, if the Lord's dealt with your heart here this morning, I ask for you to come and get under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Have joy in your heart and put the worries beside you.